Welcome to Eagle Eye.
What a break from Manoa!
Interviewing your favorite USA Eagles around the globe.
Tony Limbaugh into the 22.
Now, here's your host, Bill Baker.
Hello and welcome to the Eagle Eye Rugby Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, and follow, and please leave a comment when you get a chance. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get straight to it today. We've all heard the talk about Joe Taufete returning to the United States, leaving his club in Lyon to be with family and for many other reasons. So I thought, great time. Let's have a chat with him. So connected with him today for about 15, 16 minutes of a good conversation, a good time to catch up. Joe talks a lot about actually joining back with family and some mental health issues he was going through as well during his time away from his extended family over in California, and also about the move to the LA Giltinis and lots more. Anyway, appreciate it. Again, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the interview.
How's it going?
It's going great, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
First of all, welcome back. You know, when'd you get back in?
I arrived last week on a Wednesday afternoon. So we flew from Lyon to London and then London straight to LAX.
So what, a training and a half with the Giltinis and then they put you on the roster?
Yeah, pretty much. So Wednesday came in and had some chats with the coaches and then, some of the leaders, well, Dave Dennis is, he coaches the line out. So caught up with him on that day that I flew in and then, it was the day after, sorry. And then, went into training Friday and Saturday captain's run. So yeah, it was pretty full on when I landed.
God, man, you must've had some, I don't know, when you got into that match, you must've had some rubber legs or something.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I don't know how many times I jumped in the ice bath just before the match, but I was in and out. Like it was just, I took a dip in the ocean as well, which is pretty nice, but yeah, it was jelly at the end of it.
So it's got to feel great for you to be back. I want to talk about Lyon stuff in a minute here, but back with family. Now, did you return with the family or did you return by yourself?
Yeah. So me, my wife, and my two kids all flew together from Lyon, and
good.
So it's awesome.
Yeah, I was curious if they headed back earlier than you. I mean, not like this week, whatever, but sooner. And this was one of the reasons why you came back to the States. To talk about that, generally speaking, we've heard what Lyon was saying, what you were saying, but why the move back?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of hard. Mostly it was because of my family, obviously, with how long the seasons are in France or just in general Europe, kind of took a toll on me a little bit. And obviously, being in France as well, it was kind of, not a lot of people talk about it, but mental health was an issue for me during my time in France because of the language change and obviously with the COVID that happened the season before that, I could see myself changing around my kids and I didn't want that. And initially took that opportunity to make a change and for my family, obviously, to come back, obviously be the best thing for me and obviously for my kids and my wife.
And how are they settling into France? I mean, definitely culture might have been maybe a little easier for the kids. I mean, were they starting to get immersed in the society?
Yeah.
It was time for everybody?
I think they've enjoyed it more than I did. Well, I enjoyed it. With the rugby side of it, it was a little bit different for me. But, when it comes to, parking stuff that was at work, and then trying to park that when you enter the door was a lot harder for me and transitioning that for me. But, we loved it there. As far as the country and as far as people and as far as food, the culture and everything like that was really amazing.
Yeah, I remember when we last talked, you were telling me how it was so surreal how you were walking around the streets of Lyon instead of working at McDonald's in California. That must have never changed, right? That was always a thing for you. It's a beautiful area. But I understand the mental illness or mental health issues and wanting to get home to your large family.
I mean, that was, ultimately, that was the main reason that I haven't really shared, you know, of why I wanted to come home. And it was mostly because I wanted to be more present with my kids and obviously with my wife. And yeah, I mean, other than that, freaking Lyon is an awesome city. It's an awesome place to live and play rugby. And I wish it was at another time that I could have been there, but you know, it was, everything has its timing. So, yeah.
Yeah. And let's talk about you on the field, Joe. Obviously you made the move from hooker to prop. It doesn't mean you're not gonna play hooker ever again, but, you know, why that move with Lyon and with USA? Was that more of a playing time move?
In a sense, yeah. I mean, because Lyon were going through some injuries at the time. And then there was, I think, yeah. And then within the next following weeks, they would have had to go into test matches because we had a guy playing for France and a guy playing for Argentina. So those were our tight head props. And then obviously, you know, with them, one of them being injured and the other one going away, well, both of them eventually going away the next couple of weeks. You know, there was real shortage in tight head props, and obviously I played prop for Worcester, and obviously with John Mitchell, when John Mitchell was with the Eagles, I had played a little loose head prop as well, but it was really uncomfortable for me because as a hooker, I'm used to two shoulders on. So when I transitioned to tight head, it was a lot easier. In a sense, the comfort and adjustment, it was a lot easier than playing loose head. So, yeah, I mean, I put up my hand. There was injuries going on. Put up my hand, and I told the coach, let me have some reps at tight head. And then he eventually fell in love with it, and he was just, like, amazed, you know, how well I adjusted to it, which was good feedback, you know. And then, obviously, with the Eagles and Gary Gold, because we have really talented hookers, you know, yeah. We've got depth in the hooker spot, and you know, so to speak, you know, with the tight head prop situation, it's just almost the same thing. You know, we've got either, you know, TT's away, you know, TT's usually obviously going to be the number one tight head prop. And then obviously, you know, with the depth in that, there was guys in and out and wasn't really too sure, you know, with, how they were going with the MLR. And then because I had reps at with top 14 playing tight end, it was a lot easier to slot me in and be adjusted to that kind of level of play, playing at the position.
Was there a difference there as far as level of play goes? Obviously international level is this high, but I mean, was there, was it difficult, let's say, for you to get into that position in that game against Canada or those games?
I actually found real comfort in it. I mean, it wasn't as hard to adjust into it, but you know, I think with Canadian, you know, where they are, you know, in the world rankings against the guys that are in the top 14, that level is almost, you know, there's a difference. So going into that, I found comfort, and it wasn't, you know, I didn't find any, you know, way or discomfort in the positioning and stuff like that. So it was a pretty smooth transition.
Well, let's keep you in the front row. I don't want to see you at scrum half.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't want that either. They do more running than anyone.
So, Joe, you know, during the Lyon season, I think, I'm not sure how long ago it was, but there were some rumors out there about you possibly going back to England to Premiership. Was it just that? Were those just rumors, or was there something to that?
No, there were some conversations that were happening at the time. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but yeah, there were conversations happening, and yeah, there were potential opportunities to go back. And, you know, obviously with, you know, me playing every other week or so, or you know, we'd get 2 weeks and a couple of weeks off, I was interested in those options. So, yeah.
Of course. And of course, talking about another move, now you're with Major League Rugby with the Giltinis. Again, obviously family's a reason to come back, but let's talk about the choice as far as Giltinis go. I'm assuming there were other teams involved in your choices as well.
Yeah, there were other teams that were somewhat involved. But yeah, it's only fitting. You know, my mom lives in Anaheim, and she's another big reason why I wanted to come back. She was kind of going through some COVID issues that, you know, put her in in quarantine for 7 weeks, and she has prehistoric issues as well, health issues. So that made it hard for her to kind of shake it. But yeah, I think just being in LA was, you know, it was no other choice for me because I could see my mom, I could see my immediate family, and my wife can see her mom. And yeah, I think it's only fitting. I mean, you know, so yeah.
So who, other than coaches, who was the first familiar face you saw when you walked into to training?
Of course, the guys on social media that are always on the social, you know, the guys like, you know, Matt Gitto and Billy Meeks and them, and obviously Honko and the boys that, you know, from the USA squad, RJ, Honko and some of the Canadian boys, DTH and that, and DJ, the prop, the loose head prop. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, mostly the international boys. A lot of the other guys trying to, you know, get more familiarized with them. And, but yeah, it's been a pretty cool group to be around.
Yeah, and it's been just a short time for you so far. Obviously, what you had a training today to get ready for this weekend's game against San Diego, but I'm assuming you're settling in. I mean, it's despite the record right now, it's a great cast you're working with, you're playing with. Like I said, Gitto, you know, you got Henko there as well. It's a quality roster. So how are you fitting in with that group right now? You know, and do you see yourself as a bit of a leader, or are you just, you're getting into your groove right now as just another player?
Yeah, as of now, I'm really just sitting back and trying to take in all the information, all the cues that I can. And, you know, trying to, obviously there's already a culture here and I want to be a part of that culture. I don't want to, you know, come in and try to make changes or anything like that. And, you know, just by, you know, I'm just all about buying into what they've got going on now. And obviously if there's something in me that wants to say something, then obviously then I'll have those chats. But as of now, I'm 100% buying in to what they've got going on now.
And a nice home facility too. The Coliseum. That's and you played there last weekend, right? I forget if you're home or
yeah,
away.
Yeah, we did. It was
running out in that environment is pretty nice. And then the Australian or USA Australian seven sides as well. So quite the festival feeling.
Yeah, I mean, even at the captain's run, we had captain's run the other time or the day before, and to be able to take in the changing rooms, you walk in and you see all these posters of legendary, you know, USC players. Was pretty amazing. I mean, and then walking down the tunnel and then the field opening up to you is, it's a breathtaking experience. You know, it's like walking out to a lion's den in a sense, but with an amazing view. And then, yeah, I mean, obviously, and then playing out on it is just another experience as well.
So, yeah. Safe to assume you're going to have a big family in the crowd this weekend?
Yeah, I put in a request for 14, and that was me asking just to be generous, you know, because I know obviously there's other families around and stuff, but
yeah,
hopefully we can get that number a little bit higher, closer to the weekend.
And speaking about this weekend's matchup, San Diego, again, you're going to be running into a bunch of familiar faces as far as the USA squad goes, and they have some talent on that team. You know, Chris Robshaw, who I'm just only assume you played against at some point up in the premiership.
Yeah.
You know, going to that match, you know, do you anticipate yourself at least being on the bench? And, you know, is there a role that the coaches have for you, even just for this match coming up?
As far as this weekend goes, I think because there's a lot of injuries and stuff like that, so we're kind of interchanging and trying to find different mixes as far as the forward pack just in general. But yeah, I think the main thing for now is coaches really want me to just enjoy, you know, just to get to know the boys and kind of just, you know, build relationships on and off the field. And I think that's been the best part about this club so far is that they're so built around having relationships on and off the field and having, getting to know people. You know, there's kids running around the headquarters and you know, you're seeing players, different personality around the kids, you know, and that's been my main focus for, you know, this game coming up is trying to build those relationships so the relationships on the field are a lot stronger.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you go head to head with Chris Bauman.
Yeah, Chris Bauman. I haven't seen him of late, but I wonder if he still got a mullet or if he's rocking a stash.
I think he does. Yeah.
I love that guy, man. He's such an interesting character.
Yeah, he is. And last thing, Joe, what can you say about your deal with LA? Is it just for the year, or are we talking multiple years?
At the moment, it's just till the end of the season. We'll kind of see how things go. But the main focus is just to be home at the moment and be present with the kids and be with the family. And hopefully, you know, get them to come around the games and actually have that feeling again. It's, you know, there's no words that you can put to it.
Absolutely. Hey, Joe, take care of yourself. You know, good luck this weekend and good luck the rest of the season.
All right. Awesome, Bill. I appreciate it.